Welcome back once again to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan. Of course, who else would I be? Episode 8, I believe we're in. And hey, before I get started, I want to thank each and every one of you who listens to this. I am really grateful. Got some new things coming up too, I'm going to tell you about at the end of this episode. But we'll get started with Freedom Sunday. This is Woodville, Texas. This is the 4th of July event. Now, we're still in 2018, so Freedom Sunday is happening at the time it was called Tyler County Cowboy Church. Well, today it's Church in the Country, but at the time, this was Tyler County Cowboy Church. So I got Brent Harrison to come down, T.K. Brown, Mike Sanford, and J.T.H. And I had them come and perform. We had a classic car show, classic motorbike show, or a motorbike show. And we gave awards out for those. They had a pie-eating contest, big fireworks show at the end. I mean, this was a great, cool event. We were a part of it, HLE Radio. We set up, and there was also concerts by each individual artist. But then there was a concert with all of them, and I got to play bass. TK didn't make the concert part of it, but I got to play bass for JTH, and I got to play some of my favorite songs with him, also with Mike Sanford and Brent Harrison. So I got to play bass for all of them. But that event was really cool. Of course, we stayed at the Winaway. Loved the Winaway. Dave and Susie Wynn. Again, I tell you, it's a great place if you ever want to get away. It's a wonderful place to stay. Bed and breakfast in Woodville, Texas. They're on the internet. Check them out. Definitely a great place. Tell them Hunter sent you. Tell them Hunter Logan said this is the place. And it is. They will treat you better than you've ever been treated. So coming back from that event, 4th of July, the following week, we had an event at the Strand in Jennings. It was the ICMA Talent Contest. Actually, it was the kickoff event of the ICMA Talent Contest for 2018. So the first event they had was going to be here in Jennings, Louisiana at the Strand. And we were excited for that we would get to kick it off. I think Dustin Steen was the winner of that event. I can't remember exactly all of the contestants. But the ICMA had come to town. And the judges, Lisa Daggs, Chuck Day, Jeff Bates were all here. Now, Jeff Bates had already been here before, as you know from a previous episode. Jenna Faith was here, and she did the Christian Country Cafe. And joining her on the Christian Country Cafe was Lisa Daggs and Ronnie Dunn. Not Ronnie Dunn. Ronnie Horton. I wish Ronnie Dunn would have been here. Ronnie Horton, Lisa Daggs' husband. Well, Ronnie's a great guy. I love him, man. He is so cool. He's a great dude. Great dude. So they were here, and that was a first having them here at the station. That was their first visit to the station as well. So there was a lot of firsts happening there. The ICMA Talent Contest at the Strand and Jennings, and that went over. Now, that's all in July. Freedom Sunday, ICMA Talent Contest. Well, we're trying to get things going at the Strand, so we have a concert happening at the Strand in July as well. Colt Barber. Colt Barber's doing a tour. His management team reaches out to us and says, hey, we'd like to come down to Jennings. I'm like, hey, man, that would be great. So Colt comes down with a full band. I get Butch Tinker to open up for him. Man. Now, you talk about a great, great show. Oh, my goodness. What a phenomenal show this was. The band that Colt Barber brought with him. Oh, you talk about Nashville quality. They had it. Oh, man, they were good. And then Butch. If you've never heard Butch Tinker, oh, go check him out. I mean, he just commanded the stage, him and his guitar. Beautiful, beautiful job. He's a great singer, great songwriter. He's a good friend, too. But he came, opened up the show. It was a great concert. And the people afterwards said, man, Hunter, thank you for bringing this guy here. They were talking about Colt. Some of Butch's people were talking about Colt. They said, thank you for bringing that talent here, man. We don't get to see that too much. You know, thank you for bringing that kind of caliber here. And I'm like, absolutely. We plan on doing it more. And we did. And we were. And we still are. Except for this COVID thing has kind of put a crimp on it. But that's for another day and time. We'll continue that. We're not going to worry about that because we'll get there. But we'll get there. Now, but the concert went great. And there would be more concerts at the Strand to come. In fact, we wasn't done with the Strand yet. Now, I'm moving on to August here because August was really cool for 18. Now, at the family reunion in the previous episodes, we talked about it. I think episode 6 it was. Yeah, episode 6, the family reunion. I was talking about the guests there. Well, I always talk before everyone on that Saturday. And I'd let everybody know that we were getting ready to broadcast Jennings High School football. That was a first. No internet station had ever broadcasted Jennings High School football yet. And we were going to be the very first ones to carry it. And we were. So August, we kicked off high school football for the Jennings Bulldogs. And we got a lot of Jennings listeners that we didn't have before. So it was great for us to get in the local community that way. Really great for us. So people started finding out about HLE Radio locally, just about that, just by the football games. And when we did the analytics for that quarter, the third quarter of 2018, it was the first time ever that Jennings jumped to the number one spot for towns in Louisiana that listen to HLE Radio. It never has happened again, but for that time, it was. That's how important the football was. Small town, football, this works great. Now, there would be some issues that would come up, and I might talk about those later. Not on our side of it. The following year, we wouldn't broadcast the football, and we haven't since. And I had a strange suspicion that after doing it this time, we wouldn't. Because I figured that they would probably figure that they could do it themselves. Because the guy who was doing their technical stuff was smart enough to figure out how to do it. And it would be cheaper for them to do it themselves, probably. Well, no, probably to it, it would be. And that's what ended up happening. But the way they did it was not cool. When I say the way they did it was not cool, there was no communication involved. Let me just say this. If they would have let me know that they weren't going to do it, I could have found another high school to broadcast possibly. But because they had me strung out holding and waiting and I was asking, I had to find out indirectly that they weren't going to do it by the time I got a definite that they weren't going to do it with us. It was too late. That's just bad business. Bad business. If you know you're not going to do something, look a man straight in the eye, tell him you're not going to do business with him. There's nothing wrong with that. Give them a chance to do business elsewhere. That ended up costing us a lot of money that we had figured on in our budget. Because we had figured on that in our budget. The football, and we didn't have it for the following year. And that hurt. I'm telling you, that hurt because we projected that, having that. because we were under the assumption that, yeah, that's what we were going to do. When we, last time we would talk, we were still going that way. Now, I could spend a whole podcast on that alone, but I'm not going to. But we were first ones to broadcast the football, and we did that in August, so I'm going to leave that at that. Now, I go back to Woodville, Texas in September 2018. It's the Country Revival with Michael Lee, and we're going to broadcast live on location, and I'm playing bass again for Michael Lee. I'm loving this, man. I'm getting to play bass for Michael Lee. We're going to broadcast live on location. So it starts Monday morning. I'm ready to broadcast live. What does this idiot do? Forgets the power supply. It's in another box. I transferred the computer over in the right case, but didn't transfer the power supply for the computer over. We're still doing a 3-hour show. Guess who don't have a power supply? So, the pastor has run us to Beaumont to find a power supply. And we do. So we didn't get to do the morning show Monday, but Tuesday and Wednesday we got to do the show. The Country Church in Woodville, or church in the country, they got the most premium setup. They got video, they got audio, they got the best of the best. I mean, they can do videos, they can do the audio, and they had me on video, like on the big screen. So you could see the whole thing. It was on Facebook feed live. And I'm talking state-of-the-art camera systems, man. Not just the phone, Facebook thing that we were doing. I mean, it was something to see. And the sound was impeccable. So we were doing live in the church on the morning show. And, of course, we were doing the revival stuff at night. And I was playing bass for Michael Lee and hanging out. It was just a good time. And me and Michael had caught up again, talked about some stuff. Michael Lee is a good guy. He's an anointed guy. I'll just tell you that. But we had a great time there at Church in the Country. And there'll be some more stories about Church in the Country coming up. But I think I'm going to leave it there, because the next episode is one that's really dear to me. And I'll probably just spend the whole episode talking about it. But I'll save that for the next episode. So that's going to do it for now. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure, tell some folks about the podcast, share it. Tune in to HLE Radio Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 9 a.m. Central Time. Be looking for Choice Social. We're going to be doing some stuff on Choice Social. Going to be doing some live videos. I'm going to be taking that on the road with me. This is going to be content that you're not going to get anywhere else. Like me in the studio. I got an album coming out. Man. I never thought I'd put out another album again. This is going to be my best work. God has been having me write. It's just, I can't even believe it. I can't even believe what's coming out of it. It's amazing. So be looking for Choice Social. I'll be telling you more about that. I love and appreciate you. I really do. As I always say, Duke 28-2. See you next time.